Hello, my name is Jason, and welcome to the ICO Spotters podcast, where we interview new ICOs, cryptocurrencies, and innovative blockchain projects to help you learn more about crypto. Before we begin, this is a paid sponsored podcast where we interview cutting-edge blockchain companies that we think will be the most interesting to our listeners. We are not recommending that you invest in any of these ICOs. This is not financial, investment, or trading advice. Be sure to consult with a financial advisor before investing in the cryptocurrency space. So today we are talking with Bogomil Alexandrov, one of the founders of CargoCoin. Thanks for joining us today, Bogomil.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for jumping on and explaining this interesting project you guys have going on.
Yeah, thanks for the interview and thanks for the invite. We hope that the podcast listeners will also find it interesting.
Yeah, definitely. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your experience, and really what led you up to working on the CargoCoin project?
Well, I'm myself a developer. I've been programming all my life. I'm 39 years old now. So I started around maybe 92, 93 when I started programming. I found my first company in 97. At that time it was a software development company, which later on expanded to web development. So I've been working in the web development scene since the late 90s. So I'm one of the kind of the early adopters of web development and web programming. Otherwise, I finished my degrees in international trade and finance. So combining the development with my university degree actually brought me to the project, to CargoCoin, which is a business-to-business platform for international trade and logistics. We're trying to solve a number of problems, which we're going to talk about later. To put it very shortly, we are developing a blockchain solution for the transport industry, for the logistics industry, and for the global trade that will solve a number of problems that still exist today, that will result in huge savings for the industry and for all the people, because all the costs are transferred to the consumers in the end.
Sure. So can you go into a little bit more detail about what CargoCoin is and what kind of problems you guys are trying to solve with this new technology?
Yeah, sure. So it's a number of problems. The foremost problem are the delays in the industry. And the delays are caused by a number of things. One of the biggest problems are the paper documents that are still being used today in the transport and in the shipping industry. Basically, this is an industry that, especially the shipping industry, that hasn't been reformed in the last few hundred years. And the business is still being done the way it's been done a few hundred years ago, which is not really competitive those days. So there are a number of... There are problems that are caused by the paper documents, because the title of ownership, it needs to be on paper right now, and it needs to be physically transferred from the seller to the buyer, and that needs to be done separate to the cargo. So that's like a few days delay there. There are other delays caused by customs clearance, which are could be another few days. Payment delays are a big problem, especially these days, because all the correspondent banks, they're located in the States, and they do a lot of anti-laundry checks, anti-terrorist checks, and all that. And these are causing a few days of delays, at least, for each shipment. And when you add them up, We've done a survey which shows that about 20 to 30% of the lifespan of each ship is being spent idling, just waiting for something to happen. And one ship can cost easily tens, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Wow.
And imagine the huge opportunity cost we have here, that like a third of its lifespan is just, it's not doing anything. It's just idling somewhere. Of course, we cannot reduce all the delays to zero, but we've estimated that we can decrease the delays by about 50% by introducing the blockchain technology to the whole process, and by using smart contracts to replace the smart paper documents. We can save a lot of time to all parties involved, because there are lots of parties involved in a shipment of cargo. And at the same time, we can replace the bank payment transfers with crypto payments, which happen almost instantaneously, compared to bank transfers, which take minimum of 3, 5, 10 days, depending on the case. With crypto payments, we've got like minutes to clear a payment. The next thing that we are trying to solve is the lack of trust, because when you have parties that transact business into the millions per transaction, you need trust. And the only way people have trust at the moment is if they work together or if they get referred by somebody. But this could also be time consuming to find the right partner to work with, that you can trust, to another friend or partner, or just a referral. And here the blockchain is a very good fit, because it's naturally built to have trust. The platform will enable the payments to go through escrow. So the platform will guarantee the payment to each party involved in the whole process. And naturally, this way they establish trust between each other, because the platform acts as an escrow service to them. The next thing, which is of course a big issue as well, are the costs. With our solution, we will be lowering the cost significantly, because right now parties have to pay for issuing paper documents, sending them by courier, paying for letters of credit, which sometimes can be very expensive, especially if you don't have a deposit with the bank, or if you don't have a long-term established partnership with a bank. So, for example, if you're like a new company and want to ship something, it's very expensive and very hard to do it. So here, with the blockchain and the natural trust embodied in it, we can lower the cost, especially to companies that are just starting up, and of course to other businesses as well, because we'll be charging a much lower commission compared to banks and other companies, which are traditional businesses. The next problem is the information security and the fraud. There is a statistic conducted by the Global Economic Crime, it's a survey conducted by Global Economic Crime Survey in 2004, and the fraud in the transport and logistics sector is up at 34% in 2014 and steadily increasing each year. So we have a very high fraud rate, and that fraud rate is, of course, it depends on a lot of factors, but the main factor here is, again, the paper documents. With today's technologies, it's very easy and it's not very sophisticated to fraud the paper document. So the smart contracts with their irreversibility are a perfect fit to secure the information, to reduce the fraud, and to, again, decrease the cost this way. Of course, the currently another problem that companies are facing in regards to information security is the so-called business intelligence. So right now, with the paper documents, we have documents that are going from and back to many people in the process, and all of them have access to the documents, and they can look up information which they are not supposed to have. And of course, that information could go to competitors or to other parties that are not part of the whole transaction, which is not very secure, and it's not very very good for the businesses to reveal such information. With our platform, we'll be able to reveal the right information to the right parties, what they only need to know. Not the whole information will be available to them. Of course, another issue which is not so significant, but it's also important in the long run, that's the safe archiving of documents. Right now with the paper documents, we have this problem with the archiving, where you need to store the paper documents for reference in the future, but sometimes they get lost, or they get damaged in floods, fires, or just put in the wrong place and cannot be found later on. So with our platform, that will be very easily accessible to access past information, which is very good for companies to be able to do their statistics and future projections for their business. So these are the main problems that we are solving. I'm not even mentioning things like, of course, the easiness of use of the platform, the real-time searching and matching of the various parties involved in the whole process. I take those things as something natural that doesn't need to be really explained.
Sure. I mean, it seems like you're really tackling like every issue along the way and making things a lot easier for everyone involved, and not to mention safer, which is really interesting, especially since, like you said, the industry hasn't really changed in a long time.
Yeah, that's true. It really needs to go into the 21st century now. And we've tried to look at the industry from each angle and try to address the various problems. That's why we have such a big team of people, and that's why we have transportation specialists from different transport types, like the shipping industry, the inland transportation, air cargo, so we can address the problems that they've been having like forever that can be fixed right now.
Sure. So you just mentioned that you have like a couple people on the team with experience with like these logistics businesses. Can you go into a little bit of detail about the team and like what makes them qualified for, you know, that side of the business, as well as just like the technical things and working with the blockchain?
Yeah, sure. So our team is basically composed of three type of people. The first type of people are the transportation specialist. The other founder, Martin. He's been in the industry for close to 20 years now. He has a shipping agency, and he's a ship owner himself. So he has a lot of experience in that field, and his family has also been in this business for a very long time. We have other transportation specialists like Christina Sarastova. She's been working with very large companies, and she also graduated shipping and finance from City University London. We have Georgi Zhelyaskov, who is an inland transportation specialist, and he's a local assistant at the European Parliament in regards to transportation. We have ICO advisors who are also involved with transportation. This is Captain Savio Gomez, who is originally from Portugal, but he lives in Japan. He's a ship inspector himself, certified, and he has a lot of experience in the shipping industry as well. We have Captain Ilkay Topchu, who lives in London and has a shipping agency called Mini Project Shipping there. He's been working for a long time in the same industry as well. We also have other transportation specialists which are not included on the team, but we're asking them for advices and for suggestions as well. The second part of the team are the is a development team for the platform. I'm the lead developer of the platform myself. We have Iva Kitova, who is a graphic designer and takes care of all the graphics. We have Mihaila Lukanova, who is the front-end developer. We have Pilesh Gupta, who is from India, and he's working on the smart contracts and the development as well. We have Rajesh Kumar, who is working on the development team as well. He has a lot of experience in blockchain projects as well. And we have Kaushik Ghosh, who is also a blockchain developer and working on the back end of the platform too. The rest of the team are, we can say, administration stuff like office managers, accountants, legal advisor, financial advisor, and so on. And from the advisor side, we also have very strong presence there. We have Simon Cooking, who is a very famous blockchain influencer. We have Jonathan Cheng, who is the owner of an exchange in Australia. The exchange is called Nauticus. So he's helping us with exchange integration. We have Lin Xian Liao, who is from Hong Kong, and he's working for China Merchant Group, which is one of the largest Chinese holding structures that have a lot to do with shipping as well as other businesses, but they own like ports and shipbuilding companies as well. We have Professor Dr. Clemens Bechter, who is German, but he's teaching at the Asian Institute of Technology in Thailand. So he's helping us with technical advices. And we have other people on the advisory team who are helping us with other minor things as well. So we have, of course, the usual type of team members who we haven't listed on the website, like community team members, people involved with bounty and various aspects of the token sale, but they don't have such a big impact on the actual platform, so we didn't really list all the people that are involved in the whole project, which will be probably around 30 people.
Wow, it's a really big team. I mean, just looking through the experience on the website, there's a lot of people here. And like you said, not to mention some of the people that you have working on these other projects that aren't on the website. It's a pretty experienced team from what I can see.
That's true, yeah.
Who is the target market for this? You know, who's using your platform?
Like I said in the beginning, we're a purely business-to-business platform. So naturally, we are targeted to businesses that are in the transport and logistic industry. So the size of the actual market that we are targeting, depending on how good or how bad the year is, it varies between $15 to $20 trillion per year. This is just purely the export market, and here we're not even counting the market of interstate transport. For example, European Union is pretty big, but the transportation in the European Union or in the States is not counted as export, so it doesn't count towards this market. So probably if we take up the whole market as a figure, probably it would amount to maybe 30 to 40 billion, trillion dollars per year, really. It's a very big market, probably the largest market in the world is the international trade.
And just to kind of clear things up real quick, you guys are just business to business, port to port. You're not shipping directly to consumers or that last mile, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Great. And so what geographic areas are you guys focusing on right now?
Well, right now, because most of our connections in the transport industry are in Europe and Asia, we are starting with Europe, of course, because we are based out in the UK. And we're going to start with the European market, and almost immediately we're starting with the Asian market too, because we have very good connections there. And we also signed an agreement with a very big shipping network of agencies in Asia. It's called United Global Shipping Agency, that has members in, I'm not sure if it was 30 something countries in Asia. I can't call the exact number, but it was over 30 countries. And they have representative agencies in all the major countries. They cover the full Gulf area. They have an office, their own office in China. Now they're opening an office in Korea, and soon they'll be opening an office in Europe too. So we have an exclusivity agreement with them, that they'll be using our platform, and basically that connection will allow us to very quickly and easily penetrate the Asian market. We also have a very good relation with a Canadian company that has an existing trucking platform in Canada. So we'll be integrating with them right after that, and we'll be targeting the North American market as well. So that will be our next target.
Wow, that's great. That's a lot of areas just to start off. I mean, those partnerships seem like they're really coming in handy.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the progress that you guys have made in building the platform so far.
Well, right now, we're close to launching the first version of the platform. Basically, the front end is fully ready, and we are working on the back end at the moment. And we're hoping that we'll be able to launch it by the end of the month for better testing and actual live usage.
Great. Always good to see an ICO that has a product, you know, ready to go pretty much right away. So that's really awesome. I know there are already some platforms like this that already exist that are non-cryptocurrency related, and then there are some that are recently coming out with their own ICO. What are you guys doing different, and what are you doing to improve upon what already exists?
We're actually taking a different approach to the other platforms that exist or are being built. Currently, there are a number of platforms that exist for the inland transportation and very few for the shipping industry. And like I said, the shipping industry is actually the largest one. It's about, like, I think statistically about 90% of the cargo is being transported by sea. So what we are doing, instead of trying to take each industry by industry and just focus on our project on a single type of transportation, we're starting from the very beginning to build a platform. Yes, it will be in the beginning separate for each of the different types of transport, but we're building it in such a way that in the end we want to integrate the different types of transport into a single platform. And this is something that has never been done before, either using blockchain or not using blockchain. Up until now, everybody is just looking at their industry and trying to solve the problem or build a platform for their industry. Nobody has tried to solve this intermode type of problem, because as you can imagine, for each cargo, you have always at least two types of transport involved, at least like a shipping and a trucking. So what we want to do, we want to close the full cycle from the picking up from the warehouse of the manufacturer all the way to the warehouse of the distributor. And that would include warehousing, customs clearance, obviously the transportation itself, tracking of the cargo, and all the services like port services, various other services, manning services. All that we want to include it into the single platform that will be able to allow people to do the whole transaction process from start to end, including the payment itself.
That's great. You're again just including every aspect of the business all in one for people, which I think is awesome. What kind of fees are going to be associated with your platform?
That's another new thing that we're going to introduce. Up until now, all the shipping platforms, they've been charging monthly fees to their users or companies that use them. What we're going to do to increase traction and to allow easy adaptation of the platform, is the we're going to use the freemium type of model where the platform will be completely free to register and use. That will allow us to bring a lot of companies on board. And then we're going to charge transaction fees actually just for each shipment itself. So companies will not be prone to invest any money upfront or do any monthly payments without actually really using the platform or not doing any transactions. So we'll be charging just for the transactions that actually occur on the platform, which we think is a fair model because you pay for what you use. You don't pay like monthly fees like people like to do. It's a very nice model, but it's not very fair.
Yeah, so what kind of fees would that be? I mean, is that like just a percentage base fee?
Yeah, it will be a percentage, and I mean there will be not a set percentage because that will depend on different factors, of course, the types of services that they will be using, and it will depend also the insurance. It's a lot of factors, so there's not a fixed percentage, but it will be something around 0.5%, for example, on average.
I mean, and even with that fee, I would imagine because of all the other benefits attached to your platform, they're going to be spending a lot less money regardless because you're kind of speeding up the entire process.
Yeah, I mean, best case scenario at the moment, just the letter of credit can cost as little as 0.5% all the way up to 5%. Just the letter of credit that doesn't involve all the other costs in the process. So just the bank fee, just for the letter of credit, and that's excluding the fixed fee, just the percentage fee, the minimum is 0.5%.
Yeah, wow. I mean, you guys are really just cutting out a lot of costs that aren't really necessary, I guess, if you're using the right technology.
Yeah, that's true. And like I said in the very beginning, all this is being paid by the consumer. So in the end, what we're hoping to achieve is lower prices of everything.
Yeah,
that is globally traded.
Yeah, so the little guys are going to benefit as well.
Yeah, actually, they'll be the biggest beneficiaries of the whole platform, even though they'll not be using it.
Sure. All right, so you touched briefly on some of the partnerships that you guys currently have. Can you go into a little bit more detail about some of those partnerships?
Yeah, sure. So we have very different actually partnerships in a few fields. The first one, like I said, are the partnerships with other companies that are involved in the transport business. I already talked about the United Global Shipping Agency, and Road Launch is the Canadian platform I talked about. We also have a partnership with SkiffChain, which is an ICO that finished last month. They're developing cargo drones, and here I'm talking about big drones the size of a car that can carry up to 400 kilograms of useful payload. So we already signed a partnership with them. We'll be using them for our air cargo, so people can use cargo drones to actually deliver smaller cargos around the world. We also have partnership with Deliver, which is a last-mile solution in the transport industry as well. We've signed partnership agreements with various other shipping agencies that want to beta test the platform and use it from Japan, from Korea, from the UK, from Europe, Turkey, all around the world. The other partners that we have are the exchange partners. We have just signed, I think, the partnership with the 10th exchange now. So we have quite a lot of agreements. The biggest crypto exchange that we signed partnership with is OEX.com. It's I mean, their daily trading volume is about it varies between $130 to $150 million each day. So they're pretty big and they're very ambitious to become one of the top 10 exchanges in the world by the end of the year. We also have an exchange listing agreement with Bancor, which is a very famous exchange as it was the most successful ICO of 2017. Actually, they raised over $200 million. We have an exchange listing agreement with Nauticus, which is an exchange from Australia, and it's a licensed exchange. So they're licensed to trade crypto and fiat and vice versa. So they'll be very handy for exchanging fiat for crypto and crypto for fiat. We have signed agreements with seven other exchanges, which are smaller. Some of them are decentralized. Most of them are centralized. We also are supported by MyEther wallet, which is the biggest Ethereum wallet in the world. And almost everybody is using that. So we are officially partnering with them too. We have agreements with other wallet companies too. Of course, we have a lot of media partnerships with a lot of websites. And recently we signed a very big partnership agreement with a TV series from the States. It's a TV show called New to the Street and Exploring the Block. So there are two shows in one. They're actually being aired on Fox Business Network and on Bloomberg TV. And the other founder, Martin, just came back a few days ago from New York, where he filmed the first episode about CargoCoin. And we signed an agreement for 12 episodes with them over 1 year. So the first episode is going to get aired, I think, in about 3 weeks' time, towards the end of October. And then we'll be rolling out the other episodes each month. So that's a very big media deal, as their auditory is about, I think, about 300 million people, most of it in the States, but they have pretty global coverage through smaller TV stations as well. But Fox Business Network and Bloomberg are quite big enough alone.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So I think I read something or saw something about how you're going to be working with an exchange to kind of combat like the volatility associated with crypto and, you know, making those crypto payments on your platform. Can you go into more detail about that?
Yeah, we have that in our white paper. We'll be using a hedging option. That's why we need the close integration with crypto exchanges to use their APIs. To what we're essentially going to do, we're going to, in the beginning of the transaction when people put their money in for the escrow payment, we're going to exchange them to a stable token or stable coin, for example, USDT. So their funds will be staying with a stable coin until the end of the transaction, when they get back transferred to cargo coins and being paid out. This is an option that they can use. I mean, it's not going to be mandatory, but if they want to use it as a safe house against a volatility problem, they can use that and be sure that the fluctuations in the crypto prices will not going to affect them.
Right. I think that's super important because, you know, that's something, the volatility is what scares a lot of people kind of coming into the space. So, you know, having that option is huge.
Yeah, actually, our expectations are that the need for cargo coins will be just growing in the future because, like I said, the market is really big and our token supply is very limited. It's limited to 100 million tokens. So with each deal that happens through the platform, we actually expect the price of the tokens to go up with each deal. So probably, I mean, that's like a good wish, and we hope that it's going to happen. People will not really need to do the hedging option, because in the end they'll actually have more money due to the raise of the prices that will constantly be occurring. Because we are not that kind of token that is a speculative type of token where people are just playing around and making quick money and things like that. I mean, we're purely business token that due to its limited supply, its price is naturally going to go up.
Yeah, a true utility token here.
Yeah, it's a 100% utility token, yeah.
Great. So you guys decided to build your platform on the Ethereum blockchain. Why did you choose Ethereum?
We chose Ethereum because it's widespread, and it's, I mean, the infrastructure is there already. The trust has been established, so we don't need to work on that and prove anything. I mean, it's already been done for us. The solidity is a very good choice for developing smart contracts. I'm not going to hide that in the future we want to do our own blockchain to speed up the transaction process, because Ethereum, the biggest flow of Ethereum is the low through output of the transactions that it can do. So we are projecting that in the beginning we'll continue to use Ethereum, and in the future we are going to switch to our own private blockchain that is going to be, of course, much faster and allow us much more flexibility in the process.
So when can we expect your new blockchain? Is that coming up anytime soon?
I mean, it's definitely not going to be in the next 1 or 2 years. So we want to gather as much data and as much experience using Ethereum. So when we're building our own blockchain, we can use and learn from the mistakes that that Ethereum allowed us to make, actually. So we want to gain more experience, like real world experience from doing actual transactions into the blockchain, in our own blockchain, so we can avoid them in the future. So we want to really build up more knowledge first in that regard.
Okay, great. So what are you guys doing to make sure that the smart contract and the code that you guys are implementing is all safe for the user?
Of course, we have well-skilled developers who are ensuring that, but we also have people who beta test the code, and everything is being beta tested by a lot of people. We have actually one of the biggest bounty programs of all ICOs that have been done up until now. We are getting close to 4,100 bounty hunters, and quite some of them are ethical hackers and security specialists. So they're also ensuring that the code is safe. They test for breaches. They test for any problems that could occur. And before we officially launch the platform, we also have an agreement with the security company that is going to audit the platform and do testing and everything necessary to ensure that it runs smoothly and securely.
That's really great, because you know, you hear about some of these other crypto projects,
yeah,
where they don't test the code properly and they end up losing a lot of their users millions of dollars. And so it's good to kind of have that audit in place and make sure that the code is safe.
I mean, there isn't such software that cannot be hacked. I mean, any software written by a human can be, of course, breached. But everybody should try to minimize any potential problems and try to avoid any security problems, of course. And that comes with the experience, obviously.
Right. So what kind of advances can we expect in, say, like the next year from CargoCoin?
Well, actually, the first year, the next year will be the most important for us, because we'll launch the shipping platform. And, of course, we'll be advancing that. We'll be introducing the smart contracts later on next year. that will be a super important year for the actual starting of the transactions of the platform, of the usage of the platform. We'll be going around the world exhibiting the platform at various international trade exhibitions and expos. So that will be probably the most important time for the project the next year.
So then I guess by the end of 2019, you guys will have a fully functioning product.
Yeah, actually, we project that that will be happening by the middle of 2019, because we want to launch the platform, like I said, in a month time. Then we're going to slowly introduce the contracts and beta test them and everything, so we can launch the smart contracts officially next year, in the beginning of next year. And hopefully by the middle of next year, we'll be having a fully functional shipping platform.
And I guess that's when these partnerships are going to start using the platform, or will they be able to before the smart contracts are finished?
Well, we'll start integrating before that, because part of our agreements are that we're going to exchange data between the platforms. So in the beginning, we'll start with data exchange, and later on, of course, we'll start fully integrating our smart contracts with their smart contracts. And then those partnerships will be fully utilized.
Gotcha. So moving on to the token sale, how much are you guys raising? Where are you guys at? Like, what's the soft cap, hard cap? And then where's this money going?
Yeah, sure. So the amount that we are raising, the total amount is $55 million. The soft cap is $5 million, and we've already reached that. The hard cap is $55 million, like I said, total. We're hoping to reach that by the end of the year, when the token sale will end. We also have up to 20% bonus, depending on the amount invested in the project. And out of the total 100 million tokens that we have issued, 65% are going for public sale. The rest will be distributed between the team, which will get 15%. That's for the team and advisors. We have allocated 10% for the bounty and airdrop. And we've allocated 10% as a future reserve and liquidity support for the token. And out of all those money that we're going to collect, the most money, 50%, will go into marketing and sales. The reason that we need so much money for marketing is that, like I said, the transportation industry is very outdated. So that requires us to invest a lot of money in publishing articles, in going to exhibitions around the world, doing presentations there, teaching basically people that we exist, that we can help them, and that we can save them money. Teaching them how to use the platform, teaching them the benefits of using the platform, and that requires a lot of funding to go around the world and teach people about this new technology. About 30% of the funding will go into research and development, which is normal, I think. 10% will go into administrative costs. We have put 7% for exchange listings. As you know, going on an exchange, on a big exchange, could be quite costly. So we've allocated up to 7% for paying those exchange listing fees. And we've allocated 3% for various legal fees and legal advisors.
So what kind of restrictions are there on who can participate in the ICO?
Well, we don't really have any, let's say, restrictions. I mean, there are certain warnings about U.S. investors because of the Security and Exchange Commission in the States. But since we've done how we test, which says we are 100% utility token, they really have nothing to worry about. We're also getting, maybe in a week time, another legal opinion from a New York legal firm that is going to confirm that as well. So we have we want to double ensure that our US investors are feeling on the safe side. So we are trying to ensure that, of course. But since we are a utility token and people should have no restrictions to participate in the ICO. And like I said, we are a UK company and there are no imposed restrictions in the UK. So, I mean, if there are restrictions in a certain country, of course, people have to comply with that, but we are not restricting them on our side.
Gotcha. And are you guys implementing KYC and AML when people are trying to invest in the Cargo coin?
Well, actually, yeah, we have KYC. We do KYC more to be on the safe side. If something, if there's like an investigation of that investor going on, so we can provide information to the authorities. But the KYC is not very strict. We don't do very strict KYC like most most projects do, because it could be very annoying doing a very extensive KYC. So we collect the data, we store it, and in case something happens, of course, we'll cooperate with the authorities, but we are not really pushing people into sending scanned copies of documents or things like that. We just ask them for their document ID. We record the IP address that the order was made from. We ask them for their personal information like name, email address, address, and so on.
Okay. So you already have some exchange partners. When do you expect to get the Cargo coin on exchanges?
Well, like I said, we have 10 exchange listing agreements already. We'll be going on an exchange as soon as the ICO is over. Obviously, we cannot list it before then. But very shortly after the ICO ends, we'll be on exchanges. And like I said, some of them are pretty big. So that will happen after the 31st of December.
Nice. And I know that's something that's really important to a lot of investors. So, you know, it's really nice that you guys already have these exchanges already lined up.
Yeah.
So a couple fun questions here. What are you most excited for in the crypto space right now?
Well, there are a lot of things. I mean, it's a whole different world to say. It very much reminds me of the dot-com boom in the late 90s, beginning of 2000. I mean, I met a lot of people while doing this project, and what I like about those people is that people are very passionate. People are very, I mean, maybe a little bit idealistic, and generally speaking, they're very nice people. All the people that I've met, some of them I met in person, most of them I met online, and some of them we became friends. So it's a very different world. It's a world of mostly nice people that are very easygoing, very easy to communicate with. And it's really a lot of fun, and giving me a lot of energy to communicate with those people, and their feedback is always been very good about our project. So that keeps us going and makes us feel really, really energetic and really keen to continue on working, because every project, it has downsides and bad times. And when you feel less motivated, and when those times come, you always have somebody saying, oh, it's a great project, very nice, I like it, I love it, let me help you with that. And you then feel again a flow of energy, and you just keep on going, and that gives you a lot of strength.
Yeah, definitely a lot of passion in crypto. People, you know, have really strong beliefs in it. And I mean, I would imagine so do you.
Yeah, of course, of course.
So where do you see cryptocurrency, you know, getting to in the next 5 years?
Well, I think it's going to develop. What we're seeing right now is really the infancy of cryptocurrency. These are the first steps towards testing the technology, its adoption. I mean, because I started very early with the internet, I started in 95, 96. And I remember at that time, people were like, when you tell them about the internet, they were looking at you like you're some sort of an alien or something. And it sounds like very obscure and very like far away, far out there. But 10 years later, everybody is using internet, everybody have it on their mobile, and another 10 years, it's like unimaginable if internet didn't exist. So I think next 5 years will be very important, and in the next 5 years, we will see the technologies to get more mature. And maybe in 10, 15 years' time, everybody will be just using it. It will be on everybody's devices and everybody will be just taking it for granted.
Sure. I mean, just like the internet.
Yeah. So we can say this is like the next evolution step for the internet itself.
Yeah. And I think, you know, with the markets where they are now, people kind of lose sight of that. And, you know, you want to focus on what is being done and what's not being done with certain products. What are you seeing?
Actually, a lot has happened since the price went from 20,000 to 6. A lot of nice and very good projects have come on the market. And I mean, looking at just the price perspective of it, yeah, maybe not much has happened, but looking on the technology side, a lot has been happening, and we'll see the result of those new projects and things that happened already in the last year. We'll be seeing them in the next year.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the technology is always moving forward, which gives me a lot of confidence in the space. So where can people learn more about your project and kind of interact with the CargoCoin community?
Well, obviously, they can go to our website, which is thecargocoin.com, or they can just type CargoCoin in Google. It will find it very easily. We have a big Telegram community, which is active, and we have our Facebook page is very active too. Our Twitter profile is very active. We have a very big thread on Bitcoin Talk. And all those community links are on our website. They can people easily find them on the website. We have our contact form. They can contact us directly if they have any questions or if they're looking for any partnerships. We are also open to new partnership and meeting new people, discussing whatever that is relevant to the project. So they can just go to thecargocoin.com and learn more about the project with the white paper. We have it available in over 20 languages. We have our white one pager available in many languages too. So it's really a lot of information on the website. And we have a lot of articles published. If they Google search it, there's really a lot that's been going on.
Yeah, lots of information on the website. Anything else that you want to mention about the project? Any last thoughts?
Well, I want to thank ICO Spotters for the opportunity to talk about CargoCoin, and I want to thank you, Jason, about presenting CargoCoin and about the fact that you believe in the project too. That, like I said before, gives us a lot of strength and a lot of energy and enthusiasm to keep going. And I want to wish you success with ICO Spotters, and I want to tell everybody to believe in blockchain, because this is going to be the future of money and the future of finance. And I think the good times are yet to come.
Great. Thanks again for coming on the podcast today. It's been a real pleasure, and we wish you guys the best of luck.
Thanks a lot, Jason.
Thank you for listening to the ICO Spotters podcast. If you enjoyed the content, please rate, review, and subscribe. To learn more, visit icospotters.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter.